Okay, I'll begin at the top of Lamechet Mar Aleph, on the top line. So as Amar Le Abayi Le Rav Yosef, Abayi says to Rav Yosef, Hai Kuba Da'ara, Mayim Varachin Lavei. Now Kuba Da'ara is like this loose batter, it's like a dough, but it's loose batter, but it's baked in the ground. So it means like in the oven, like into the ground, somehow they would bake it there. So it comes out like a pastry dish. So Amar Le Abayi Rav Yosef. So Abayi was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. Amar Le Abayi Rav Yosef, Hai Kuba Da'ara, Mayim Mevarachin Lavei. What bracha does one recite on this Kuba Da'ara? So Amar Le Misavet Namahu, did you think that it's bread? Guvla Ba'almahu, it's just like baked dough. Mevarachin Lavei, Borei Minei Mizono. So the bracha is Borei Minei Mizono. So hopefully we'll get into the topic, what makes something Mizono, what makes something bread. But obviously, if it's the more different it looks from bread, the more likely it's to be mizono. So this thing is very loose batter. It comes with like a pastry, so it's mizono. Mar, we're on the fourth line on Lamechet Manav. So Mar Zutra Kav Suda Teilavei. Mar Zutra was Kovei and Suda, meaning he established his Suda on this Kuba Da'ara, Ubarei Teilavei Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz V'Shalosh Brachot. He recited the bracha Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, and he said the full Birkas Hamazon afterwards. Amar Baravashi, Mar Baravashi says, one could fulfill one's obligation for matzah on Pesach with this Kuba Da'ara, meaning one pshat is, we don't say it's matzah ashira, it's still lechem oni, would be one way to understand it. My taima, lechem oni karina beg. Alright, now, this gets into the topic, we'll just do a little bit of this, that, you know, you have a lot of mizonos dishes. Yosef, I'm sorry to bother you. Do you feel like getting chelet beis and shulchan aruch blue? Yeah. Okay, chelet beis. Now, it means like this. Let's see, you have a lot of mizonot. If you're kovei l'su'uda on the mizonot, so they get converted to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. If a lot of cakes. So many cakes, if I have the right, so what makes something kviyat su'uda? So one way to have kviyat su'uda, and we'll use, I have, this is from the OU, but they say here, if you're eating the volume of three or four eggs, in other words, if I have enough of the mizonot, so I make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So if it's enough that it would normally be kdei svia, so it means if I eat enough apple pie, I should wash hamotzi. And say hamotzi on it, is what it's coming out to. Like, and people are familiar with this, just 1 minute, wait, hold questions for 3-4 minutes, and then we'll get to you, okay? So it's like people think of it in terms of pizza. So there's a machloka what we're not going to make on pizza. So some poskim, and Rav Willig among them, hold you always make hamotzi lechem, Rav Willig, or Mordechai Willig, I believe, he holds you always make hamotzi lechem and aretz on pizza. But some people hold that pizza is a type of mizonot, and we'll talk about what defines mizonot.
One slice versus two slices.
Right. So I think that's from Ramosha, whatever. But like in those, if you're having one slice of pizza, then it's a mizono. But if you're having a lot of pizza, then you'd wash and say hamotzi lechem and aretz with that. Now, in addition to which, sometimes you're having a little bit of mizonos, but you're having a lot of other food with it. So then it's still hamotzi lechem and aretz. Now, sometimes like, they have these airline dinners. You get on a plane, and they give you the thing, and then there's a mizonos roll in it. So a lot of the poskim say the mizonos roll is really a hamotzi roll, because if I'm having the roll like before this meal, like we're with this whole meal, then I'm kobeya my suda on it. In addition to which, the whole taina that it's mizonos is because it's nilosh, it's kneaded with like mei peirot, with fruit juice. But if you taste it, it tastes the same as the bread. So then that's not the mizonos that the chamim, so it may not even be mizonos. So the only way to get out of this, or sort of get out of it, but one way to sort of help your situation is if you have the meal, and then for the dessert, you have the mizonos roll, so you're in a little bit better position then.
A little bit better.
But if you hold that it's not even mizonos roll to begin with, it's still hamotzi lechem min haaretz. All right, what do you want to say, Malcolm?
Is it something about the amount of eggs?
Right, and there was the volume. If you have a volume of three or four eggs of the mizonot, you're eating mizonot.
Do you mean that something is made with three or four eggs? Or
no.
It looks like the...
No, it's the volume of an egg. We're using it for
like
volume eggs. So if you're eating like the size, and there's three or four eggs, so then it becomes hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So... It's difficult at a lot of the kiddushes, right? We have a lot of difficulty with this because,
you know,
I'm saying...
How much cake do you eat?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If you have a little bit of cake, but you're having with a lot of this other food, so then it becomes hamotzi lechem min haaretz, so it's not so...
You're
pashut.
Not kovei asud, I'm
but
saying so.
What?
Svardim don't put sugar in their challah, so... And bagels for Syrians are considered mizonot also, so... how does that affect anything?
So again, there's different types of breads, but with the bagel, I would think that even if they're holding its mizonot, but if they're having the meal with it, in other words, not just having that bagel, they're having other things with it, I would think that it'll become hamotzi. That's what I would think. All right.
Would you have to wash? This discusses whether or not bracha rishon or bracha achron, but
you'd have to wash as well, right? Okay, let's say like the simplest cases. Let's say I have an apple pie in front of me, and I decide I'm having the whole apple pie. So I would wash, say hamotzi on the apple pie, and then bench after the apple pie. That would be the way it would work. Okay.
But it doesn't rise.
What?
No,
we'll talk about it. It gets into the topic of, like, in other words, you have flour as the component in there. And when is flour mizonos? Now, there are some things which are so far removed from bread never get hamotzi. Let's say you have macaroni. So macaroni can never be hamotzi lechem in haaretz. It doesn't have turita denama. It has to have the appearance of bread. But we'll get into this hopefully a little bit as we get more into the parak. As I said to you on Shabbos, for those who are here, we said the brisa, the Tosefta says, mitoch birchotav shel adam nikar im borhu im talmid chachamhu. From the bracha that one recites, it's clear whether the person's a bor and am a aretz or he's a big talmid chacham. So let's see further in the Gemara.
Say it quietly.
All right. So around line 8 on Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, the Amar Mar Bar Rav Ashi Haydufsha Detmare. Now this is the honey that comes from dates. So there, he says, you make the bracha shakul nivaro. This was touching on the little topic that we had on Shabbos, when I have one substance from another substance. My time is zeya ba'almahu. It's just like moisture. Zeya is like perspiration. Moisture, in other words, moisture that like seeps out of it. So the Gemara says, come on, according to whom was Mar Bar Rav Ashi stating his opinion? He haitanam. In accordance with the following tana in the Masechet Trumot, Ditman, we learn in the Mishnah, Devash Tamarim, V'yayin Tapuchim, V'chomet Sifaniyod, U'sh'armei Peiro Shal Truma. Now, this is Truma. So I have the honey that comes out from the dates, and the Yayin Tapuchim is apple cider. V'chomet Sifaniyod is the vinegar from these late-season grapes that will never mature, like small little grapes from the end of the season. U'sh'armei Peiro Shal Truma, and other may Peiro, in other words, juices that come from truma, reblezer mechayev keren mechomish. So if a non-kohen accidentally eats that, so reblezer holds it's all truma, and mainly he's chayev the keren and the chomish because he ate truma. But we're focusing on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua pater is the person from the keren mechomish. He holds it's not truma. He holds that which comes in other words, the devash tamarim, in other words, the tamar is the truma. The devash that comes from the tamar lost the status of truma. So we think that it parallels, the bracha would parallel, just like we say it's not truma, so too it's no longer bor pure eitz, now it's shehakol nivaro. That's where we think it goes. All right, now, Amar le'ahumi rabbanan the Rava, one chacham asked Rava, trima mahu. What's the halacha? What bracha does one make on trima? So trima comes out, it's something that's like crushed and has pieces in it. So lohava daiti de Rava ma'ika Amar le. So Rav didn't know what he meant. In other words, he didn't know what trima was, or didn't recall. So Yatid Ravina coming to Rava. Ravina was sitting before Rava when this Talmud came forward and asked him about trima. So Amarle, so Ravina asked the Machshon. Ravina is asking, the Talmud Chacham is asking the question, when you talk about trima, Amarle deshim shemei ka amret, are you talking about sesame trima? In other words, the sesame seeds have been crushed. Is that what you're talking about with the trima?
Who's saying this?
Again, a Tzuvan Rabbanan came to Rava and asked him what Rava
said.
I don't know what he meant. He didn't know what he meant by that.
And Ravina was sitting
there. And Ravina asked the questioner, said, what type of trima are you talking about? Welcome, Rafi. From Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, around the 15th line. So he says, Deshim Shemi Ka'amrit, are you talking about trima of sesame? O Dekur Tami Ka'amrit, or saffron trima? Oh, to port sanika amrit, or from the grape seeds. Aba adahati bahati aski rav ledaite. So as a result of that question by Ravina, Rava, you know, remembered. He realized what the trima was. So amarlei. So he Rava said to the Machshon, chashil tavadai kamrit. Oh, you're talking about like crushed like a crushed fruit. But ad karkin milta, and then you reminded me that had the amar Ravasi, that which Ravasi said, hai temare shel truma, if you have dates of truma, mutar la asot mehen truma, you're allowed to make truma out of the dates, but asot mehen shechar, but you're forbidden to turn it into shechar, which is like a beard, and like a date beer. So the point is that the truma, in other words, if it still has the status of truma, so it still has the status of borei priya eitz. That's basically what we're saying. And if I can't convert it, then it no longer has that bracha. So he's saying that the truma would be a borei priya eitz. That's what
the fruit is still there.
Right, the fruit is still there, so it's borei priya eitz. So the Gemara says, but you can't make sheikha, but hilchata tamarein v'abdinun trima mabarchin levayim pri praet. So the Gemara says, the halacha is that if it's tamarein, dates, and you convert it into trima, you would still make the bracha pri praet. My taima, the motayu kaimi kidmi kara. Because it's still in the original status, it still has the same status as before. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Alright? Alright, let me just do pause for station identification. All right. Okay, now we mentioned about the honey that comes from the dates. Yeah. So Mar Barbashi says that we recite the bracha of Shakoni Avaro on date honey rather than Bori Priya Eitz, because liquid that is released from fruit is not considered to be like the actual fruit, but rather Zeya Ba'alma, mere sweat or moisture. The only fruit juices that are considered to be like the fruit itself are the juice of grapes and olives, wine and oil. So that he said that. In other words, so he says, now, the Rashba says that the juice of fruit is considered Zeya Ba'alma only because most fruit are grown with the intent to be eaten whole, not as juice. However, the juice of vegetables, which are grown to be used in soups, are considered to be like the vegetable itself, and they require the same bracha as the vegetable, i.e. borei pri ha'adama. According to the Rashba, orange juice that is produced from oranges, grown especially for the purpose of making juice, requires the bracha borei pri ha'etz. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains that even if the majority of oranges in the world are used for eating, if a particular variety is used mostly for juice, its juice requires a borei pri ha'etz, according to the Rashba. The Mishnah Berurah, however, rules that one should recite the bracha shakol nivvaro on all fruit juices, even if produced from juice oranges, because they are Rishonim who dispute the Rashba's assertion.
They
water also, yeah. Okay, now, with the trima, the Gemara says that if dates are crushed into a cake-like form called trima, the appropriate bracha is still borei priya eitz. The truma sadeshen, he lived in the in the 1400s, I believe, and he's cited by the Ramah. And he wrote a sefer, and in the sefer he's got 354 chubas, and the chubas are the gematria of deshen. Deshen is 354. So I think he like may have written some of the shahs and chubas, but you know, I mean not just the chuba, like, you know what I mean. So he says here the truma sadeshen rules that if a fruit is completely mashed to the extent that it no longer retains a trace of its original form or shape, it is no longer considered fruit, and one should recite the bracha shakoni varo on it. However, he says that if there are certain fruits which are commonly eaten in such an altered form, then those fruits retain their original bracha, even if they are completely mashed and are no longer recognizable. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out that accordingly, the proper bracha for chocolate should be borei pri ha'etz. Even though cocoa beans are completely ground and do not retain their original shape, since the beans are grown specifically for the manufacture of chocolate, they should retain the original bracha borei pri ha'etz. Nigros Moshe, however, writes that the proper bracha for chocolate should call me a bro, and this is the accepted minhag. It gets so complicated with these brachot, you start learning all the different shitot, and everything becomes so complicated.
The problem is they add sugar and they add other things.
Yeah, but that's meant...
There was one element
which is the ikar, and everything else is the tafel. So the cocoa beans, chocolate, that's the ikar and the chocolate. So what bracha does one make on the chocolate? So there's an argument to make borei pri ha'etz, but the accepted minhag is, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says you do make the borei pri ha'etz, but wouldn't it feel strange if you go to somebody's house and they make a bracha borei pri ha'etz on the chocolate? And you say, ha ha, I know why.
On mashed potato, even though it loses its shape and color and everything else, we still make it out of it?
Not so pashut with that. Okay. Not so pashut. Depends, I think. Okay. Here, let's
see. Without gravy, just by itself.
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
What's that? But not anything added.
Here, let me see if I have something here. You know, I have. Let me see if he has here. Potatoes, mashed, 31. Let's see what he's got here. So, what's that? He's got. Potato chips, potatoes, knish, where's mashed? Yeah, mashed potatoes, yeah, he says ha'adama. But
I don't know, the thing that I'm wondering whether if it's really mashed, if which becomes like pulverized, maybe it should be a shakwal. I don't know. Here it says ha'adama. This is from the OU booklet. It says ha'adama for mashed potatoes. But I'm thinking a little bit like applesauce. Like let's say you have applesauce and it's the commercially brought applesauce, but it's so crushed up that like you don't see any apples in it anymore. Then
it's not the liquid.
All right.
Olive oil and grape.
Those retain the bracha, yeah. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, you know, I have a big brachos book at home. You know, I need to bring that brachos book here. It gets so complicated with these brachot. All right, let's see. Now, Shtita, Rashi points out, where's the Rashi? One second. Anyway, so Shtita, right. So Rashi says throughout midway down the narrow lines, Ma'achal asumi kemach klayot shetgab shubatanur bot shachibalim lachim. It's like made from like parched gurnal, like it sounds like a parched flour. Shtita, and you add things to it. He says here you add honey, but I saw oil and water they said you add to it. In other words, you have like this flour which has been, you know, toasted, and then you're adding the flour and the oil. So Shtita, Rav Amar Shakoni Advaro. Rav says the bracha is Shakoni Advaro. Shmuel Amar Bereim Inim Zonot. Shmuel says Bereim Inim Zonot. So Amar Rav Chista Velo Pli. Rav Chista says there's no machloket between Rav and Shmuel. Haba Abba Haba Raka. In other words, the one Shmuel says Bereim Inim Zonot is telling you that you have a thick Shtita. There was a lot of flour in it and not so much oil and water. He says, Habaraka, the one who said Shakoni Baro, is like a loose, very loose, you know, solution. That's Shakoni Baro. Ava lachila avila, when it's thick, so it's made as a form of eating. Raka, the refuka avila. If it's loose, that's really made for refua purposes, and we'll talk about why you make a bracha on it. Okay, just wait, be patient until we get to the end of the sugya. Okay, the two dots. Hold off to the two dots. Okay, so Matim Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef poses a question from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, now the Braisa is talking about shtita. So the shtita, if it's thick, so then there's a problem also of lash on Shabbos, needy on Shabbos. And then it says v'shavim, but the Tanaim agree shabochashin and shtut v'shabbat. If it's a thin, loose batter that you could stir it on Shabbos. He says v'shotin zeitom mitzri. You could also drink zeitom mitzri, which is like a laxative on Shabbos. That's the end of the braisa. Okay, v'isal kadaitach, welcome shalom. Okay, we're on lamed chet amud aleph, around 15 lines above where it gets wide. Okay, v'isal kadaitach, and if you would think l'refuah kamachavein, that the person intends the reason he would eat the loose shtita, in other words, the loose batter shtita is for refuah, for medicinal purposes. Refuah b'shabbat mishari, is a person allowed to have to take refuah on Shabbos? So Amar Le Abaye. So again, here we have Rav Yosef and Abaye. So Abaye is the Tavid. Amar Le Abaye. Va'alo Tzizbra. Don't you hold that indeed it could be taken? Bahatanan. We learn in the Mishnah, Kola Ochlin Ochil Adam LeRefuah B'Shabbat. Any food a person could eat, even though it's for ultimately for medicinal purposes. V'Kola Mashkin Shote. And anything he could drink, even though it has a medicinal ultimate purpose, means a food. In other words, I could eat food, I could drink food, even though it has a medicinal impact on me. Ella, ma'ilach l'meimar, so what would you say in that situation, even though it has medicinal impact? Gabra lachi l'kamachavim, who was the outsider looking at the person, would say he's hungry. So hachanami, gabra lachi l'kamachavim. So to hear with this shtita, in other words, the person looking at you eating shtita will think he's just hungry. That's why he's having the shtita, not for medicininal purposes. In other words, it's not evident from the act that he's doing it for medicinal purposes. He's doing what could otherwise be an innocuous act, but he happens to do it for medicinal purposes. Okay, just another 6-7 lines, pause, and then we'll go, okay? So Lishna Acharina is a different version of this conversation, and the Lishna Acharina is not so much different than the one we just did. It's a little different with the words. Lishna Acharina, Elamai lach l'meimar, gavra lachi l'kamachavein, urafu mele kahavya. What would the person say? He's saying he's hungry, but as an added benefit, he gets the refuah. Hachanami lachi l'kamachavein, urafu mele kahavya. So to hear, with the shtita, In other words, in the Brisa, when he's making a shakol nivaro, he's taking it for medicinal purposes, so he's having it for food, but the refuah comes along the way. Now, utzricha derav u'shmuel. Now, the Gemara says, notwithstanding the fact that I have the Brisa that said that you can have the shtita on Shabbos, he says, nevertheless, I still need Rav and Shmuel's statement. Rav said he'd make a shahakol, and Shmuel said he'd make boring in his own oath. And there's a question whether Shmuel goes in there, the Marshal takes out Shmuel. When it's in parentheses, it means like people take it out. If I only had the Brisa, Havamil Achila Kamachavi and Rufum Mela Kahavia, he says, I would say that's where the person, in other words, when does the Brisa give a license to eat it on Shabbos? His intent is for food, but he's getting the added benefit of medicinal, you know, impact. Aval hacha, but the case that Rav and Shmuel are speaking about, came with a chachil refuah kamachavein. His whole intent is for refuah, so he says lo livrikli lavei klal. He shouldn't make any bracha on it. Kamash malan came with itle hanamine by bruche. So kamash malan, since he gets benefit from it, like food benefit from it, he still requires to make the bracha. All right. So again, let's go slowly. Just one minute. Hold on. Be patient. Okay. Now, so it's coming out like this. If I have something which is, you know, clearly, you know, for refuah, I'm taking like a pill or like a pill, said I can't take that on Shabbos. I can't take the pill on Shabbos. Like I have a headache, I need to take an aspirin, so I cannot take it on Shabbos. That's for refuah, right? That's for refuah. And again, I don't make a bracha on a medicine. No bracha on the medicine. And if I'm taking the water to swallow the pill, also no bracha on that water. But you could, like I said, you could make the bracha ahead of time, drink some, and then take the pill that way. Would be one way to go with that. But here, the Gemara is introducing the idea where I have like a bona fide of food, which gives like a medicinal impact, like the way you would say, let's say, a cup of tea. So a person wants to have a cup of tea on Shabbos, and that helps him with his sore throat. So it's coming out that if, an observer would say, I guess he's just thirsty, so then he could have it on Shabbos, even though he gets a medicinal benefit from it, But in the case that Rav and Shmuel were talking about, there's machloket about it, but with the shtita, if it was a loose shtita, which is for medicinal benefit, so there Shmuel says the bracha, or Rav says the bracha is shakol nivaro, because it's so loose. Okay, just one second. Now, some want to say like this, that if it's something that I normally would not do, like let's say I normally don't have tea with my meal, and now I'm sick, I want to have 5 cups of tea. So some want to say that that's not allowed. In other words, that's nikar, that I'm doing it for medicinal purposes. I had one of my rebbeim in high school felt that way, but I don't know if that's mainstream thinking, but that's like a chumrah. In other words, now it's clear that I'm doing something out of the ordinary, and now it looks like refuah on Shabbos. But you get the idea behind the svara. You understand the svara behind it. Okay, now, questions.
If you have chicken soup in the morning on Shabbos, it's obvious you're doing it for...
Well, I hope you're not having it before davening. I hope you're not having it before davening.
If he's sick, he's home. He's doing it.
I hope he's not having it before davening.
The question is if he's allowed to do it.
Do a kiddush.
It's obvious he's doing it for refuah.
Well, that's from the same thing that I'm talking about. Yeah, the same idea. So it's talui with the Sahaba HaTalia. So, yeah.
But we had this on a previous daf where it's that if you have a sore throat and you put it in your throat and you spit it out, it clearly is just for refuah.
Right, that was the oil.
But they said if you drink it, right, even though that's not the derech to drink, but you're drinking and you are getting some hana out of it.
Right.
So here with the tea situation.
Yeah, the earlier situation, I don't think we were talking about Shabbos, we were talking about the bracha.
So the question is, so here you're right. He's drinking these cups of tea because he wants to get her food,
right,
but he's also getting the hana
food. You know, the issue is we said that if it's nikar, if I'm doing something where the observer could say that I'm doing it for a refuah, then it changes the whole situation. So here, in other words, like if the person's familiar with me and they know that I never have a tea on Friday night, now
it's
they see
tonight.
Me here, now I have all the tea, you know, so that's what it gets into.
Wait a minute.
Those are fighting words. You know? What is it? You were doing good up till now, Goldstein. That's it.
You were doing this on Shabbos.
Right.
You brought out the thing about you can't take medication.
Right.
The commentary that I read was, the reason, the rationale behind it was he'd somehow
make compounds, correct.
Now, if you're having a cup of tea,
right,
you could either make the tea.
Okay, here's a two.
You're not doing it for the same rationale.
Okay. means like this. If I'm making the medicine on Shabbos, I'm over on a Torah level, a Torah prohibition.
Right.
So the rabbis prohibited all medicine on Shabbos, all across the board, a blanket prohibition. It doesn't matter pre-made, this made, right. That made, the other made. It doesn't matter. It's all prohibited. Anything for refuah is prohibited on Shabbos.
Right. Don't go,
that's prohibited rabbinically. So that's what we're talking about.
Right, but I'm not following the rationale. Because the rationale originally was
if I let you take refuah on Shabbos, then maybe you'll prepare, like you'll come another refuah on Shabbos or like that. You'll compound another situation. Whatever, yeah. It's like a low plug. Well, the next
food.
Okay.
What's the difference between this and food?
It depends.
You got other food, you got to make more food.
Isn't keeping your nutrition up medicinal, doctor?
No comment.
Retired.
I don't want to comment. Then you won't be able to do anything on Shabbos like heavy tea.
No, vitamins you allowed.
Okay.
Well, the vitamins are different.
Okay.
Also on tobacco.
Okay.
Vitamins is usually not. It's for preventive.
Why is that allowed if it's a pill form?
I don't know.
That's why I don't want to get involved.
I didn't make any statement about this. Okay. All right. Now let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, we're four lines above where it gets wide. Okay, now sha'ala padu omer amotzi b'chule. We said in the Mishnah, well, for bread, one recites the bracha of hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanan, mahu omer hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz. The Tana of the Brisa says, what does one recite before one eats bread? The bracha is hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz. Reb Nechemi omer motzi lecha min ha'aretz. Reb Nechemi says, one recites the bracha not ha-motzi lechem in ha-aretz, but motzi lechem in ha-aretz. Now, let me explain before we get into the sugya. In Hebrew, everybody agrees, the past tense for this verb is hotzi. The present tense is motzi. The future tense is yotzi. Everybody got that?
No.
Yes.
Say it again.
You see what a hard time he gives me. Okay. If I want to say the past tense, it's hotzi. Who hotzi, right? Okay. If the present tense is who motzi, and the future tense is who yotzi. Okay, that we got. Okay, now with the bracha, we want to say hamotzi, but we're talking about not using it as a verb but as a noun. We want to say that God, in other words, hamotzi, in other words. Sometimes it could be a noun, or you could see it's a verb. In other words, ha'ofeh ofeh, the baker bakes, right? So ha'ofeh is a noun, and then the ofeh is a verb, right? So here with hamotzi, we want to use it as a noun. We want to use it as a noun. In other words, we want to say that God, who is the motzi, and had took us out in the past. That's what we want to say. In other words, hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz, the God who brought forth the bread, has brought forth the bread in the past, and continues to do it. But we want to get the past tense in.
Please,
let us wait. Let us be patient. Let's hear the whole sugya, okay? And then we don't have to worry about it. Let's wait till the end of the sugya, all right? And in general, wait till I pause, then take all questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? Okay, now, so we have a machloket tanayim. Does one say hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz or motzi lechem in ha'aretz? So the last narrow line. I'm a Rava, but motzi kuli am a lo b'li the apik mashma. So Rava says, if a person says motzi lechem in ha'aretz, everybody agrees that that's mashma in the past, so, which is good. Dichtiv kel motzi am imitzrayim. So Bilam is giving his nevuah. Bilam is giving his nevuah around 40 years after the Jews left Egypt. And he says, kel motzi am imitzrayim. So it means that God took them out of Egypt in the past. So that's good. That's what we want to say. So, and now if look at Rashi, he says, eight lines from the bottom, the apik mashma shehotzi kvar vavadei bracha haguna shavar ba'inan shrikvar hotzi alechem asem ha'aretz shu ba'leino himenu. God has already brought forth this bread from the earth that we want to benefit from. Okay, now ki pligi bahamotzi, but the machlok, so everybody agrees that the word motzi would be good, but the machlok is hamotzi good. Ki pligi bahamotzi rabbanan savri hamotzi da apik mashma. The Chachamim hold, i.e. the Tanakama, that even Hamotzi is also mashma in the past. Dechtiv, Hamotzi lechamayim mitzura chalamish. The one who brought forth water from you, from the rock, the flint rock. It means in the Midbar, you had water, and Hashem brought forth water from it. So that's in the past. Reb Nechemya Savar, Hamotzi demapik mashma. Rav Nechemya holds, if you say hamotzi, that's mashma that he's motzi right now. Shenemar hamotzi etchem mitachat sidlot Mitzrayim. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu in Egypt, he says, you know, I'm hamotzi etchem mitachat sidlot Mitzrayim. I'm the one who's taking you out of the burdens of Egypt that you haven't left yet. Rabbanan, the rabbis who say hamotzi is mashma the past, who hachi kamon who kutsh bruchel Yisrael. They hold that this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Klal Yisrael. Kadma piknu luhu, when I take you out of Egypt, avinu luhu milta, I'm going to do things, miracles for you. Ki hechi diaditu danahu da peki diadchom Mitzrayim. So that in the future you'll know that I'm the one that took you out of Egypt. In other words, I'm going to take you out, and you'll know, ki be'adun, that I'm the one hamotzi echem Mitzrayim. So in the future you'll know that I'm the one that took you out of Egypt. In other words, at the beginning of the pasuk, you'll know that I'm the one who took you out. Okay, so that's the machloket between those two tzadim. All right, just hold on another 6-7 lines. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Mishtabchen leRabbanan the Reb Zera at Barav Zvid, Achu is Reb Shim Barav Zvid, the Adam Gadol who Baki beBrachotu." So the Chachamim praised the son of Rav Zvid before Reb Zera. And the son of Rav Zvid was the brother of Shimon bar Rav Zvid, but he's an Adam Gadol and he's Baki with Brachot. They said, X is a tremendous Baki with Brachot. So he said, Amar Lahem, Lashia Voliachem of Yuliadi. He said, do me a favor. When he shows up, I want to see him, I want to talk to him a bit. So Zimin Lechara, Ikla Legabe. So once the son of Rav Zvid, it's interesting the Gemara doesn't state his name, he showed up before Rebbe Zera, Apikule Rifta. So they bring out bread for him. This is like the Bechina, I told you, like
a test.
This is it. Everything's a test. Everything's a thing. Patach Amar Motzi. So he says, he plays it safe. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elcha Olam, Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. We said that everybody holds that that's good. So Amar, so Rebbe Zera said, Zehu Shom Rimulav Adam Gulu. This is the one they say is such a gadol b'Torah. He says, Ubaki b'brachot hu, b'shleimi yamar hamotzi. If he would have said hamotzi, Ashmina time of Ashmina Hilchata to Rabbanan. So he would have said a motzi, so he, by that statement, he would have explained the pasuk that means for the past. And he would have explained that, and he would have said that, and after he said the halachas like the chamim. El da amar motzi, my kamash malan. What is motzi? He's not teaching me anything with this. V'iyu da'ava lapuki nafshi mi plukta. The Gemara says that he, this chacham who came, he didn't want to be involved with the machloket. V'hilchata hamotzi lechem in haaretz. But the Gemara says, Halacha is you make the bracha hamotzi lechem in haaretz, the kaimelan karabanan, the amri da apik mashma. They hold that hamotzi means in the past. Let's just do the top tosfos, and then we will open up the floor for some questions. Okay. V'hilchata hamotzi v'chulei. V'afo pi d'vamotzi kuliyamalo pligi da apik mashma. So the Gemara says, Halacha is hamotzi, even though everybody agrees that motzi would also be good. Rushami mefarish taima. Rushami gives a hesber why we say hamotzi, kideish la'arev ha'otiyot, kigon ha'olam motzi. So Rushami is another reason why we say hamotzi. You don't want to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam motzi. In other words, you have two mems that are linked up to another. Ha'olam motzi. Mem. Mm-hmm. So that's going to look for mishta all the sounds. Yeah. Everybody's going to join it together. So we don't want to have that. So there's another reason to say hamotzi. But afalgav devalecha min nami ika eruv, but we have it with lecha min. We also have it there. Shani hatam dekraktiv. So over there, you're right. I do have two similar words, but that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says in Tehillim, and we're familiar with this. Matzmiya chatzir labeima. We say this every morning, right? In Pesukei Dezimra. Matzmiya chatzir labeima. He gives forth like the growth in the pasture for the behema. Ve'esav labodat adam. Lahotzi lechem min haaretz. So it says, Lahotzi lechem min haaretz. So that phrase, lechem min haaretz, shows up in Tehillim. So that we're going to preserve. Now, so let's be patient for 3 more minutes. Va'al kein, yeshlev so b'shtei adab, be'eser etzba'ot, neged, eser tevot shemimikrozeh. So Tosla says, when a person makes hamotzi, he should put all 10 fingers on the bread. Like you make hamotzi on Friday night, you should have all 10 fingers on the bread. Because there's 10 words, right? Matzmiya chatzir labeima, v'esav labudat ha'adam, lahotzi lechem min ha'aretz. So it's like that.
And the brochas 10 words.
Yeah, I think poteach et yadecha matzmiya lechol chayim. No, that's not it.
That's 7.
Okay, that's 7. You're right. Okay,
the bracha itself is 10 words.
And the bracha itself is 10 words, right? Yeah. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. You're right. It is 10 words. Okay. Now, wait. Almost there. Do you see what we're doing here with time?
Plenty of time.
Now, the poskim discuss what would happen if a person mistakenly recited motzi lechem ha'aretz instead of hamotzi. Some authorities opine that it is simply preferable to say hamotzi, that if one said motzi, he fulfilled his responsibility. Others seem to hold that one would not fulfill his obligation if he said motzi lechem. The Mishnah Berurah rules that if one said motzi instead of hamotzi, after the fact, is considered fulfilled his obligation. Should we mention that if the person said hamotzi pat min ha'aretz instead of hamotzi lechem, he has not fulfilled his responsibility since considered bread pot only after being baked. Okay, the Rashba questions why we don't say habore pri agafen just as we say hamotzi lechem. In other words, when we say bore pri agafen, we don't say, in other words, it's not symmetrical. In other words, when it comes to bread, we say hamotzi. Okay. When it comes to wine, we say bore pri agafen. We don't say habore pri agafen. Questions explained by the smichas chachamim. Let me see. Yeah, he says bread represents a qualitative improvement. A hay was therefore added to its blessing to reflect this elevation. If so, wine, which also represents a qualitative improvement over the original grape state, should also reflect this with the addition of a hay and the blessing. A response to this, for this question we deduce from the words of the Ra'ah, who wonders why we don't say habore instead of bore for the blessing on fruit, just as we say amotzi instead of, in other words, like, you know, bore pri ha'etz. So he says, the Ra'ah answers, hamotzi connotes past, present, and future, which is appropriate for grain that grows at all times of the year. However, such a connotation would not apply to fruit, since they do not grow at all times like grain. Based upon this, it can be answered that for grapes as well, bore is more appropriate than habore, since grapes don't grow at all seasons. The smichas chachamim responds that the language habore implies that wine was created as such in its original form. Being that this is not the case, the wine's original form was grapes, then the term habore is inaccurate. However, the blessing for bread is based on the verse which bread is described as having come from the earth, Amos Lachman Arts. All right, who's the question that comes to the thing?
Why don't you be Yosef, you say Moshe?
So, I don't know for sure, but in general as a klal, if a person's mishanim yimabeish tavu chachamim, you're not yotzei. So if I change the nusach of a bracha, so it's like the opposite of the reform and conservative, they're, you know, changing a bracha to everything left and right, so it may not work. That's what we're thinking, but I don't know. All right, anything else? Well, chop.
My difficulty is because it's based on the Pasuk at Tehillim, and the Pasuk at Tehillim, as Tosu says, it says matzmiach chatzil, it doesn't say ha-matzmiach. The lashon of the whole pasuk does not use the
chatzir, so but the chatzir is not talking about the bread.
I know, but I'm saying, but the lashon of the bracha should be based on the pasuk, and here the pasuk uses a verb, and the next verb is lehotzi, which is of course the infinitive, so you know it doesn't. It's not the same verb, but still, it's
but what about
difficult.
The other pasuk that do have it?
It has hamotzi. It says hamotzi in some place, but it doesn't have it generally, universally. That's what I'm saying. It's difficult where it says hamotzi. Why do we pick that pasuk over another pasuk? Especially if we're talking dafka about lechem in haaretz.
All right.
It's a difficult situation.
All right, I gotta go. All right, everybody with me? Okay, now. All right. Now, the Al Yirat Kodom Erbechuli. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah quickly on Lamed Hey. This is on Friday's daf, okay? Look back at the Mishnah. 35a, okay, Lamed Hey, but Alice, in the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah said, so on line 4, you know, Perota Aretz Uomer Borei Pri Hadama, Chutz Ben Apach Shalapadu Uomer Mamot Sachman Aretz, V'Al Yirakot Uomer Borei Pri Hadama. Now, the way I saw this, when they quoted a sefer in the Masechta Gemara, he said that it's all for Mish. In other words, I would think, in other words, the Tana should say, Al Perot Haaretz V'Al Hayirakot. In other words, he's got two bra piracha priyadama. It's split in the middle with bread. In other words, he mentions perot arts he made borei priyadama. Except for bread, he make los lechem arts, and then he goes back to yirakot he make borei priyadama. So he should have said al perot arts vial yirakot who made borei priyadama. Chutz min apach lepano who made los lechem arts and yud omer borei min yishayim. So let's see back in the Elam Gemara on line 5. So the Al Yirakot Omer B'chulei Tana Yirakot Dem Yidapat. The Tana here wants to set up a parallelism between the Yirakot, the vegetation, like the vegetables, and the pot. Ma pot shenishtali dei ha'or, just like pot by definition is something that's been processed through heat. He says af Yirakot nami shenishtanu dei ha'or. So too the Yirakot, even though they've been heated up, they still met the bracha borei pri adama. Am Rav Noi Mishmei Abaye Zoro Merit Shlakot Rebarkalim Borei Pri Adama. So Rav Noi says in the name of Abaye, this teaches us that Shlakot is like well-boiled vegetables. One recites the bracha Borei Pri Adama. Now again, we have parentheses which the Rif and the Rush take this out. Mimai Vitani Yirakot Demi Depat Darsh Rav Chista Mishum Rabbeinu Mumanu Rav. So Rav Chista Darsh in the name of Rabbeinu, our Rabbi, that's Rav, Shlakot Rebarkalim Borei Pri Adama. So if it's a boiled vegetable, one recites the bracha borei pri adama. Rabotenu yordim mi'eretz Yisrael, and our rabbis who are making, you know, you read it from Eretz Yisrael. We're in Babel. Umanu ula mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ula went to Eretz Yisrael and he came back. So he's saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar shlakum v'arkalim shakol nivaro. He says that shlakot, you make the bracha shakol nivaro. Now this is Rav Chista. Va'ani omer, and I, Rav Chista, say, now there's two ways to learn what Rav Chista is saying. So some want to say that Rav Chista is explaining the opinions, or some want to say that he has a third opinion. So Va'ani Omer, but the way Rashi takes it, he's explaining the opinions. So there's really no machloket between the two opinions. Va'ani Omer, kol shechilato borei pri ha'adama, if the vegetable is normally eaten raw, I normally eat that vegetable raw, and so it's, then the raw status gets the bracha borei pri ha'adama, shlako shakol nivaro. So then if it's well cooked, it becomes a shakol nivaro, and we'll see how this goes. The shakol nivaro, some things are not eaten raw, so then in the raw state it would be shakol nivaro, shlako borei pri adama. So then if I boil it, it gets a bracha borei pri adama. And as borei pri adama is the preferable normal way of eating this thing that grew from the ground. Like, I'll give you an example. Let's say potatoes. Potato, right. So potato, if I eat a raw potato,
shakol.
So it's shakol. I boil the potato, I make borei pri adama, right? Okay, now we'll see other things in a minute. Now, the Gemara says, Bishlema kol shechito shakol nivaro, shlako borei pri adama. So if you, I understand the category that it's not natural to eat it in the raw state, and then if I boil it, it's borei pri adama. Mashkaka la bakarba, we find it with cabbage. Apparently cabbage they would eat only cooked. Bisilka, beets, bakara, and pumpkin.
These are shakol.
These are shakol in the raw state, you and borei pri adama in the cooked state. Now again, he says, Elo, kol shchito borei pri adama, but somebody starts off as borei pri adama, shlako shakol, hechi mashkaka la. What's the case where it's normal to eat it raw, but if I cook it, it's no longer borei pri adama? So Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak, mashkaka la, betumi bakarti. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says you have the case with garlic and leek. Mm-hmm. So garlic and leek is normally eaten raw, but if I cook it, then it becomes a shakol nivaro. Okay, now, one minute. Now, a lot of these dinim depend on the place and locality where you are. And there might be difference in different countries. They have different, you know, things how they do with it. So with carrots, so I asked somebody in the base matters today, it's both ways. So then it would be borei pri adama at both ends. But you know,
because you could eat it both.
In other words, it means not that you could eat it, but people do eat it. People do eat it that way, then it's borei pri adama. But if people don't eat it one way and do eat it the other way, so the way they don't eat it is shakol, and the way they do eat it is borei pri adama. Okay, that's the way this is going. All right? All right, let's just a little bit more of the Gemara.
Two names, Yirakot and pri adama.
No.
Why, in other words,
In other words, the
Mishnah gives two different names on your record.
Yeah.
Simply because of one.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, there are. In other words, this pri adama.
So that explains it. Why there are two names.
One second.
One you eat it before, one you eat it after.
Listen. Yeah. Now, in other words, like. The peirot from the adama, let's say a banana, it's also pri adama, right? But it's not the same as yirakot. Yirakot are like the vegetation. So there's different things that are pri adama. Anything that's not growing from a tree, and a tree, for halachic definition, means its wood stays from year to year. That's what a tree is. So anything that's not a tree is defaults over to becoming pri adama. So, but we're talking about yirakot here. Okay, now, let's go back on the Gemara. Okay, I guess we've got to cover some ground because Yosef explained to me we have a lot of time. Okay, now let's take a look back. Now, let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, now we're up to Darash Rav Nachman. Okay, now Darash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu. So Rav Nachman, this is a different version of the Machloket. Darash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Manu Shmuel. So Rav Nachman darshed in the name of Shmuel, Shlakim of Arkalim Borei Pri Hadama. So earlier we learned that we quoted, Rav Chista quoted Rabbeinu that was Rav, that he make Borei Pri Hadama. Now Rav Nachman says, the Shlakim of Arkalim Borei Pri Hadama. B'chavei reinu when you're doing Eretz Yisrael are colleagues. So here he doesn't say Rabotenu. He says our colleagues that are making you read from Eretz Yisrael because Rav Nachman was a gadol. Umanu ula mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Ula neb Rav Yochanan amar shlachim of arkelim shakon yivaro. V'ani omer b'machloket shnuyim. So here in this version they hold up and down. In other words, if I boil the vegetables, one opinion holds I make a bracha bari pri adama. The other opinion holds I make a shakol nivivaro on it. Okay, we're not miyashev the two. We have two different opinions. He says, and I say, and this is Rav Nachman speaking. I say that it's that this machloket tracks the machloket tanoim. The Tanya we learn in the brisa yotzim. Now this is talking about Pesach. On Pesach yotzim barakik hashirui. On Pesach, one could be yotzei matzah, even though the matzah has been soaked in water. Uma vavushal shloni voach de Remeir, or if it was cooked in water, according to Remeir. So we think that Remeir holds like to be yotzei the mitzvah matzah this way. So he would hold the shlakot. I make the bracha borei pri hadama. In other words, it doesn't lose its status even though it's been cooked. Rabbi Yossi Omer yotzim barakika shirui. Rabbi Yossi holds you can fulfill your obligation for matzah if it's been soaked. Aval lo b'mavushal, it's cooked, not. Even though it didn't dissolve. So we think, or this is the way that Rav Nachman wants to say, that the machloket between Shmuel and Ula, named Rav Yochanan, is talui with this machloket tanoim. So the Gemara says, Belohi, it's not true. I could say, that both tanoim that we just quoted hold that you make the bracha borei pri adama and shlakot. So the only reason Rabbi Yossi says you can't fulfill your obligation with the matzah, there's no tam matzah in it. But in Achinami, it would still be the same bracha. In other words, so if I soak the matzah and then I cook the matzah and it hasn't dissolved, I would still make hamotzi according to Rabbi Yossi, but I can't fulfill the mitzvah matzah because it doesn't have a tam matzah anymore. But here by the shlakot, I feel Rabbi Yossi moda. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that I make the bracha borei pri adama. So the point is, it's not definitely mukhrach that the opinions here line up with that. Now, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan shlakim varchalim borei pri adama. The Gemara says Rabbi Chiya bar Abba quotes the Rabbi Yochanan that you make the bracha borei pri adama on it. Now, if you remember, above we quoted Ula Nevi Rabbi Yochanan said you make in the shakol nivaro. So we have two versions what Rabbi Yochanan said. So one version of what Rabbi Yochanan said, shlaki make borei pri adama, that's Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's version, and Rabbi Yochanan bar Yefet has a different version, the shakol nivaro. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says kava udla shabeshte ki Rabbi Yochanan bar Yefet. So Ula says that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak got so used to teaching Ula's version of Rabbi Yochanan that he eventually incorporated it into his corpus of learning and is quoted in the Beis Medrash that Rabbi Yochanan says shakol nivaro. He says tahi ba Reb Zera. So Reb Zera was wondering about this. How can you compare the two of them? In other words, you have two talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. One is Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He says Rabbi Yochanan says borei pri adama for shlakot. The other is Rabbi Yefet. He says no. He said shakol nivaro. He says, how do you compare? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba daik begamir shmaitim Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. Chiya bar Abba was very precise in his learning, so whatever he learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi bar Yefet lo daik. He wasn't so precise in his learning. Va'od Rabbi Chiya bar Abba kol tlatin yomin mahadu talmudei kamin Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. In addition to which, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba every 30 days he would review his learning before Rabbi Yochanan. Let's look at Tosos, second last Tosos. Kol tlatin yomin mahadu talmudei lav daf kol talmud. It doesn't mean his whole learning, from Bracho through Nida. El kol mashel lomei b'shoshim yom yachozer kol fanav yom shoshim echad. Everything he learned the last 30 days, he would review in front of him. And though some people have disagree with that, and they say it was his whole learning, whatever. He says, back in the Gemara, but Rabbi Yefet lo mahadur, he didn't review it. Va'od bar min dein ubar min dein. Besides reason A and reason B, that who termusa the shalkele sheva zimnim b'kedera. There was this bean that they boiled seven times in the kedera. Va'akle b'kinu suda, and they ate it as dessert after the suda. In other words, they had a meal. They said a motzi, as we'll come see in the Gemara. If you're having something for dessert, so it's not covered by the hamotzi. But so Atu Shalu Rabbi Yochanan, they came, they said, Rabbi Yochanan, what bracha do we make on this bean that was boiled a zillion times? Va'amar lahum, mevarchim lebei borei pri ha'adama. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you make the bracha borei pri ha'adama on it. So that's shlakot, and he's saying, you make a bracha borei pri ha'adama on it. Va'od, reason number four, va'od amar Rabbi Chibar Abba said, ani ra'iti Rabbi Yochanan, shachal zayit maliach, that he ate an olive that had been salted, ubarich alav techila b'sof. He made a bracha before and after the olive. Now, when you salt an olive, so the Gemara learns, right, so six lines from the bottom in Rashi, he says, "V'kaimelan maliach kiroteah." The Gemara, if it's salted, it's like boiling it, so it's like cooked. If it's salted, so he says, so Rabbi Chibar says, "Sort of Yochanan eat the salty olive, and he eat a bracha before it and a bracha afterwards." So he amrit b'shleim shlakim b'altayu kaimi b'tchilim avarach la borei priyates l'sob avarach la bracha kami shalosh. So if I say that even though it's been cooked, in this case salted, it still retains its original bracha, so the bracha beforehand would have been borei pure eitz, because an olive, and the bracha achrona would have been like al eitz. He says, El yamrit shlakel labol tayu kaimi. If I say once it's boiled, it loses the status shakol nivaro, v'shleim v'chil v'varach lav shakol nivaro, so initially you make a bracha, el basof ma'im v'varach. What bracha would you make afterwards? Now, we haven't come to it yet, but in Daf Yomi we have come to it, but it's a master way, but on Daf Mem Dalin of the Gemara on the Beis, on the top line, the Gemara is going to have in a number of days, that Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi says the name of Rabbeinu, which is Rav, that you only make a borei nefasho for eggs and meat. He only borei nefasho only for eggs and meat. So now the Gemara says, but there's other opinions in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that last argument isn't so conclusive. Dilma borei nefasho bo bechesronan al kol shabra. Maybe he made the bracha of borei nefasho. Maybe he holds like the other opinions borei nefasho. Now I'll say like Rav Schechter says, like you know, like a lot of people go around quoting the Rav. The Rav said this. The Rav said that. The Rav said the other thing. So like he says, the Rav had A students, B students, and C students. If you want to find out what the Rav said, do you ask the A student what he said, or you ask the C student what he said? So that's the way, like he, people they quote the Rav said this, the Rav said that. Who, the question is, who's saying the Rav said this? You know, and that helps clarify a lot of things. Okay,
well, let's see who's in A, B, and C.
Ask around and you'll find out. Ask around, you'll find out. I can tell you, Rav Schechter was the A student without a doubt. Okay, mm-hmm. So
don't you say the fish on fish?
So again, no. He ate the olive. He ate the olive, and he made a bracha after the olive. So the question is,
I guess you're getting it from the actual source.
One second. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi holds only for egg and for meat. Okay, now let's see back. I don't know what the fish has to do with anything. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara.
What was that dessert case?
In other words, if you're having something after a meal, let's say I eat a meal, I have bread in the beginning of the meal, I eat the whole meal.
Yes.
Then for dessert, I have peaches. So when it comes out, I have to make a bracha on the peaches. But the poskim, the poskim said I should have some bread with the peaches, and then I don't have to make a bracha. Okay, I got to keep running. Listen, for more bracha, just stay with the Daf Yomi, you'll get everything, okay? Now, okay, now the second one line. Matif Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel, Yirako Shtam Yotzei Benidecho B'Tobe Pesach. Now, this is talking about the Maror. The vegetables and one can fulfill his obligation on Pesach. Yotzei Behen, you can be Yotzei with those vegetables, like the leaves, Uvekel Shalahem and their stalks. V'lo Kibushin V'lo Shlukin V'lo Mavushalin. But you can't be Yotzei if they're pickled, or they're boiled or cooked. So he says, B'Isal Kadai Tabil Tayu Koi, and if you assume that the vegetable, even though it's cooked, it maintains the same bracha, shulkin amai lo. Why can't you be yotzei with maror that's shalot, that's well cooked? It still has the same bracha. So the Gemara says, shani ha'atam need the tam maror b'lecha. It's not the bracha, I need the tam maror, I need to taste the maror. It's been cooked, the taste leaches out of it. Okay, now, I'll tell you a story if we have a minute, but amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan hechim b'varach hazayit maliach, he says, how could Rabbi Yochanan have made a bracha achrona after the salty olive? Came the shkilu garine, since you removed the pit from it, batzele shira. In other words, the shira is kazayit, but if he's not eating the pit. So if I eat
with
it...
With the pit is the kazayit.
Right, so I'm not eating the pit, so I'm eating less than a kazayit. So in order to be chayav a bracha krona, I have to eat a kazayit. So he says, Amar Lei, Misavin Kazai Gadol Ba'inan, Kazai Beinoni Ba'inan. He says that the shear you need is the medium sized Kazayat. Vahuda Aitul Kamid of Yochanan Zai Gadol Habit. So he brought him like this humongous olive. The Avagab Shagludagar Inute, even though he took out the pit, Pasha Shear, they had enough of an olive. Ditnan, we learn the Mishnah said, Kalim, Zayat Sha'amru, when they refer to a Zayat, Lo Katan Lo Gadol, not very small, not very big, Ela Beinoni. V'zeu aguri, v'amr Rabbi Abahu lo aguri shemo el avruti shemo, v'amr lasam rusi shemo. Lamina krashmo aguri. Why is it called aguri? Shesham no agur betocha, because its oil is like preserved in it. It means it's like in other words, you cut it open and the oil comes spilling out of it, and that's what it means with that. All right.
Point of time. All right. Story you want to say?
Yeah. Well.
Story you had.
Well, you know, maybe I'll tell the story after I turn off the tape recorder. Okay, I'm going off. Okay?